Lecture topic, the azab of losing oneself.
One ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, لا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. Don't become like those who forgot Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala made them forget themselves. Now, how does a person forget himself? What does this refer to? What does this mean? So when a person forgets himself, it refers to the aspect of him not having any idea what does his benefit lie in, and he loses great benefit from even simple amal that he could have done very easily, and even big things, whether it is small, meaning small in the sense of something very easy, very simple, whether it is something that requires a little bit more effort, he is totally oblivious of everything. So on the one side, he forgot himself that he was supposed to have earned so much for the akhirat, and he could have earned so much so easily, but he's lost in all that. And then he forgets himself in what is going to harm him. He goes headlong into all the things that are harming him, and he can't even see the reality that what is he doing to himself. So he just keeps getting deeper and deeper into what is harming him, and he keeps going further away from things that are going to benefit him. A person who doesn't have any sanity in day-to-day life, that is what is expected of him. So the person is not sane, so he doesn't know what's going to harm him, what's going to benefit him. He just conducts himself anyway. So while a person remains sane in dunya, but in terms of the akhirat, this becomes his condition, that he forgot who he is. He forgot what is he supposed to be doing, what is really going to help him, what is going to harm him. The harm that doesn't occur to him, and the benefit, he can't see it. So he just bypasses all the things that are going to benefit him, though it might be so simple, so easy, without any effort he can gain so much, but he just goes past it. And the harms, he just goes headlong into it. So this is an azab. This is as an azab. Therefore Allah Ta'ala is warning, لا تكونوا, don't be like these people, that those who forgot Allah Ta'ala. So now this came as a result of forgetting Allah Ta'ala. So when a person starts forgetting Allah Ta'ala by disobeying him, he knows that this is wrong, Allah is watching, but he's ignoring that. He's not responding to that tug in his heart that, look, this is wrong, don't do it. So he now gets into it. As he keeps getting deeper into those things, he forgets himself. So this is an azab, which is a very severe azab, more severe than the azab that comes in the form of some calamity, as we call it, natural disasters and so on. That too is a calamity. This is worse, because in this a person forgets who he is. There he remembers, he turns to Allah Ta'ala. In that he remembers and he tries to save himself from that. And here he forgets himself. The person forgets himself, then what's going to take him towards helping himself? So therefore we have to be very, very cautious in this. Keep begging Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq, Allah Ta'ala's protection, and stay far away from things that will drag us. We don't even realize where we're sliding. And the slide carries on until, Allah forbid, person hits rock bottom, then he comes to realize where he is. So it's an aspect to keep asking Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq, keep asking Allah Ta'ala's protection, and stay away from such environments, such company, that then suddenly take over a person's mind and heart. He doesn't know where he's heading. Allah Ta'ala save us.